Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday the 4th of November. Just literally had a text about radio silence on the pod, and I do apologise, there has been radio silence. Didn't get the Thursday pod out. We had a bad Sam day, unfortunately. And I just have to do stuff around the house and help her get about and do food and... your priorities have to change. We will get it fixed. It won't go on forevermore. But do just bear with me. Obviously, we've only got another 10 days of football. It's not affecting my betting or anything. It's just the fact that other time I've got to prioritise differently. Obviously, got to get the website and everything sorted, and that's my priorities, and process the football when it's on, do the betting. So some things do just have to take a back seat for the minute, and that's been one of them. I have started the next pod, and I hope to get that out Monday or Tuesday and then do one Thursday. It's a bit better today, so it is just literally a matter of, as I say, wake up in the morning, is it a good day or a bad day? I don't think the weather getting a little bit colder helps. I'm not sure medically whether that's factual, but always seem to ache and things more when it's a bit colder, don't you? As opposed to in the current bun. I'm gutted I didn't get to do one, really. I mean, because Tuesday night, obviously, the old Arsenal fans were getting... falling over themselves to wank themselves off over Tottenham trailing to Marseille. The old group, pictures of Marseille shirts, pictures of the score at 1-0. You'd think they'd learn, the old gooners, wouldn't you? You would think they'd learn, having completely and utterly messed up the end of last season, all the chit-chat that went with that, and then they completely threw it away, came to our backyard and got absolutely stuffed. You'd think they'd learn just to sit, and it's a bit like punting. Just sit on your hands, be quiet, let it get to the end and see where you are. And, of course, they didn't. And then what happens? The mighty Spurs come out, get the equaliser, score the winner, top the group, Champions League football in March while you're playing your silly little Scrabble League. And then the collapse of your league position will start to coincide with that when you have all the tougher games after Christmas. There you go. So there we go. You know, as I say, Spurs riddled with injuries, but we still keep batting away, don't we? And still there. So beautiful. You know, just honestly, because you had what? Guendouzi, Kolasinac missed the sitter at the end. You've got Sanchez. They sort of got their Arsenal affiliation with Marseille. It was like knocking you out of it all over again, wasn't it? It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Come on, you Spurs. Not fancying us this week. I thought we were a big price, but obviously with all the injuries, I did think 3.4 against this current Liverpool outfit was a little bit big, but it is Tottenham, and anything can happen. But, you know, looks like we've Son's fractured something round his eye. Let's hope he can make the World Cup. I think it'll be a little bit tough for Tottenham. I don't think Liverpool are any great shakes this season, but Spurs have, we've just not played well, and particularly if Liverpool get a bit of speed on, we'll be in a bit of trouble. I haven't got a clue who's going to play at the back. If it's that Sanchez, then whoever's up front for Liverpool will have a field day. So I guess it is just get through the next 2 weeks, and then it's the old nonsense World Cup. Right, on the World Cup, I'm getting some plans in place. I'm going to do a couple of preview pods on the, whatever it is, the week before. I think it starts on the 20th. I am then going to do a pod every match day of the group stages with Chrissy Spreadsheets. And it's basically to look at how we could take past World Cup data, analyse it in Excel, and then I'll be talking Chrissy through the information I'd want to get out, and he will apply it to some data that we've got on that we've built some World Cup data out. So basically you learn the Excel side of that, and then I'll be giving him pointers to some bets. I won't be watching games, but I will use the data that we've got to advise bets. So we're going to do that at 9 o'clock every match day. I think from the 20th through to the 6th, we're just going to do like half hour. It will be on Chrissy's platform, not on this one. I may get the audio and post it out. But Yeah, I think it's StreamYard is the platform, so I will have details of that nearer the time. Scottish teams in the Champions League. I mean, honestly, you've got to ask you. I mean, I've said it many times. I know you get all upset at me, but what is the point? What is the point? Celtic 2 points, goal difference of minus 11? I didn't see the other mob. The other mob didn't win a game, did they? They got absolutely battered, didn't they? Oh, and we've got old, what's his name? Emery's got started at Villa, hasn't he? They'll be getting all excited again. We haven't seen many of the Villa fans. They've been hiding. Rangers, no points. Flipping X scored 2 goals, let in 22, minus 20. I mean, it's like we go back in the old sort of old European Cup days when we used to take the mickey out the odd Azerbaijan team or whatever popped up. Pack it all up and go home, honestly. People generally put that they'd finish in the top six in our league when I did that poll. Genuinely thought, I mean, it's some proper old hard drugs going around, aren't they? Two goals, minus 20. Flipping dearie me. What was I talking about? Oh, right, yeah, so that's the World Cup. So I'll have more details on that as it comes out. I'll have the two mindset pods next week. I've got some... talk to you through a couple of bets in a minute. I've got a lovely new thing coming for Ultimate members, which we'll get out during the World Cup. I only got it this week properly to set out, and I've been used it today. Yes, I'm going to do a bit of that. Show you how you can make some money with Ultimate. And obviously then we're working behind the scenes on the website and a new FDS data set up with modelling on it. So there's loads of stuff to come. Just need to get the old missus put down, but do a tranquilizer dart. Right, where are we? Shouldn't say that, should I? You'll get in trouble for saying that. We've been married 25 years this year. Been together 30 in September. Married 25 years this year. Not doing anything. She's not up to it. So there we go. Old people. Old Emery. Be interesting to see how he goes at Villa, won't it? You know, I think he'll go. I was quite surprised he left Villarreal, I'll be honest, but I'll be interested to see how he goes at Villa. Right, where are we? Didn't have any golf this week either. The last 2 weeks' events aren't my cup of tea, really. So we'll see. We'll see next week onwards. I think it picks up. Right. Where's that football sheet? Right, I've got a few. I'm going to give you. I'll give you a double, which I'm not even sure I've ever given a double on this pod. I might have done, but I can't remember. They're short prices, but. Sporting Lisbon and Atletico Madrid. There you go. Little Sporting Lisbon, Atletico Madrid double. They're playing at different times. Yeah, they're playing at different times. So you could do it on Betfair, just back the first one. And then when that wins, roll your stake and your winnings onto the second one. It can all be done. Obviously, the standard at your own peril statement. But I think they look absolutely top notch. I'm just going to tell you something. If I can find it, I'll put my sheets away. As always, see, nothing changes. Never gets any smoother. Still faffing around trying to find spreadsheets every flipping podcast. You think I'd have it ready? I can't even find it. Where have I put it? There. Hold on a second, I need to move that out of that folder. That looks ridiculous in there. Let's use that one. Oh, I just got to wait for a sheet to open now. Sporting Lisbon, Atletico Madrid. I like Middlesbrough. Obviously, Carrick's gone there, got the win. I like Middlesbrough home to Bristol City, 1.85. All this will make a bit more sense in the what I'm saying now. Bear in mind, I've said it. It'll all make a bit more sense when I do a little video for you Ultimate members. Got a little toy coming your way, if you want it, of course. Where are they? Who am I looking for? Atletico Madrid. Where am I? Atletico Madrid. There. Atletico Madrid. 88 times this profile's come up, and they've won 77 of them for 16.99 points profit. I'll talk you through that, but that's Atletico Madrid. Sporting Lisbon has come up 56 times. They've won 48 of them for 8.09 points profit. But you can do them as singles, double them up, do whatever you like. There you go. Atletico Madrid and Sporting Lisbon. I like Middlesbrough tomorrow in the Championship. And I hate saying this. I hate it. I hate, well, I like Freiburg as well. I like Middlesbrough in the Championship. I like Freiburg on the 6th. That's Sunday, isn't it? At 4:30 home to Köln. And I've got to say, West Ham home to Palace. I think West Ham are a decent thing home to Palace this weekend. Somebody help me. Here we go. So, Sporting Lisbon, Madrid, double them up. I like Middlesbrough tomorrow. I like West Ham. I like Freiburg. All at your own peril. Goals wise today, find that sheet now. Go over here. Another screen. Hold on a second. Smooth, and it's just like listening to national radio. Absolute pure smoothness. Where are they? Right, I like a first half goal in Poland at Legia Warsaw. That would be one. If it was 0-0 at half time, I'd then move in the 1.5 market. Legia versus Gdansk at 7:30. And the price on this is they're short over 2.5. If it's less than 1.5 over 2.5 pre kickoff, I wouldn't play. But if it's 1.5 or greater, Genk versus Charleroi tonight, that's a game I'd let get going, and then I'd back over 1.5 first half goals with a cover on over 0.5 first half goals when it gets over 2. So you can back sort of on 10-15 minutes, back over 1.5 first half goals if you get the goal green up. If you don't, and first half goals get the 204, 206, 208, just have a half point there. So half point on the 1.5, half point there. If you get the first half goal, then you're scratch, you can't lose, and you can let the second one run for the free ride. Hope you get 2. So that's first half. But if you get the goal before you cover bet, obviously green up and have a shandy. Right, that's it. No, thank you for your patience, but it's apart from things at home, everything's been running very well. We're doing nicely. It's all going along all right. You know, I think it's going to be a bit of a peter out couple of weeks as everybody starts to talk about the World Cup, and I'm not sure that, you know, you look at Son getting injured, I'm not sure players are going to be super trying hard now we're that close to not want to get injured. But you know, we've got a ton of football to come. Well, obviously, a lot of you enjoy the World Cup. Fill our time with Chrissy's Excel course and some talk about that. And then new website will be out. And then we're into the second half of the season. Loads of football to get in before May, from January through to May. I don't know how many games have they played in the Championship now. I think we're going to have about 23 games to get in 19, so they're going to have played, 20, 18, 19, they're going to have played 20, 21, so they're going to have 25 fixtures to get in, December onwards. Premier League, Spurs have got, going to have played 14, 15 games, we're going to have 23 games to get in post-Christmas. So there is an absolute ton of football to come across all the leagues, obviously, to get the season done with this stupid World Cup in the middle of it. Right, that's it. So there you go. Sporting Lisbon, Atletico Madrid double. West Ham, Freiburg, Middlesbrough. First half goal in Poland, move to 1.5. There isn't one. First half, 1.5 at Genk. Cover with the first half goal if he gets to 2. Odd. Have a lovely Friday. I'll be back with you. I'm going to try and do tomorrow and Sunday, as we've missed a few pods this week. I like talking to you lot. I miss you. I miss you all when I'm not here. And then we'll be back on next week. As I say, I'll finish off this mindset one when the football's out of the way this weekend. I'll do that Monday morning, get that up Monday or Tuesday, and then get the next one up. We'll be back to Thursdays as normal. All that, of course, pending that the good lady is able to move about. And this certainly, I've done all sorts. I don't even want to tell you what I've done. Massages with deep heat, all sorts. I've become like a doctor. I'm the boy. But yeah, let's get the old. It's arthritis, simple as that. Just need to go through the process and get it done. Right, have a lovely Friday. I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.